Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to another edition of Tee to Green, live on WGR Sports Radio 550, and also we're streaming live on X. You can follow us there at Tee to G Buffalo. As we are at one of our best views of the season here on our tour around Western New York, Lockport Town and Country Club, as we overlook the 18th and the first hole. We're happy to be here. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Minas. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like I'm in the at the governor's table here in the corner. Like this is the spot. I even went to Instagram at Kev Sylvester T2G. With Jeff, to look at the view today, because it's awesome over here.
It is. You look to your right. You got the 18th in the patio. Yeah. Look to your left.
This is stuff you hang in your office, right? This view, like these are, Jeff, these are photos that you would hang in your office.
Oh, I definitely. Yeah, this is the, I'd get the panoramic view, put it on a big widescreen. Yeah, that'd be a nice view. Yeah, we love coming here. It's always like it's the start of spring, right? The weather's nice and warm this morning. Woke up, everything was great. And now you come and see a beautiful golf hole. Couple beautiful golf holes, it just gives you the bug to play.
And one of the great things about coming here every year, Brian, this is one of the OGs. And I like to, yes. Raul and O'Malley, the general manager, who I know you're going to introduce probably more properly here in a second, he's like one of the OGs of TD Green. So I'm always pleased to come here and see Raul.
Yes, we've been doing this show for 20-plus years. There's been three courses that have been with us every single year. And this is one of them. So, yes, it's one of the OGs for sure. We love coming here. If you want to see the view that we have here, as we said, we're streaming on X on our T2G Buffalo account. So make sure you're following us there as we are live this morning. Yes, we'll speak with Roland O'Malley, the general manager, Dan Vanille with the PGA Pro here in just one moment. We got a little bit more coming up later in the show on the Masters. But just a quick thought, it was an epic week down in Augusta, Kevin, and one of the most memorable Masters of all time here recently.
Yeah, it certainly was, right? To see it slip away, it was like watching the Bills-Chiefs overtime game, right? Like you've got the lead, and then it slips away, but this time the ending was written away. I think it was great to see, like you root for greatness, right? So we got to see somebody achieve a career Grand Slam. The last guy we got to see do it was Tiger Woods. So, and just the pure relief, the emotion that Rory McIlroy displayed, I think made that even resonate more with just sports fans. Yeah. To see him to achieve it. And yeah, we will talk more about it later. But it almost felt like rooting for Phil, right? When he won his first major, it almost felt like that to get through.
I lived and died with him all along the way. Every hole, every shot, I felt the pain he was feeling. I was trying to be inside of his brain and thinking, I've never seen so much pressure on a golfer individually in any event ever before. And when he finally pulled that off after that rough road to get there, I almost dropped like he did. It was great to see. I thought it was one of the greatest moments I've ever seen in golf, to be honest.
And to add to it, later on, I got a lot to say about DeChambeau's post-round comments. What a joke.
All right.
I agree.
Don't hold it back now.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
All right, well, save that. Good stuff here. Yeah, a little bit more on the Masters coming up later this hour. We'll get our whip around the PGA Tour leaderboard, the LPGA Tour, the Champions Tour report. We'll get those going in, and our Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week all here coming up. But let's introduce our guests here from Lockport Town and Country Club, Rollin O'Malley, the general manager, Dan Vanille, the PGA Pro. Roll, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having us, as always. We appreciate you being here. And yes, as Kevin said earlier, for supporting our show since we've been going around Western New York here for 20-some years. We got to figure out exactly how many years it's been. Do you know, Kevin?
TV's been 20. This is a 20th year of TV, and we've been doing
radio longer.
It may not have been named TD Green for 20 years, but radio longer.
Yeah,
for sure. 1998's the first on WBEN. We did a golf show called The 19th Hole. Back then, so really since 1998, if you want, maybe a year off
since we've started to take the show on the road, though. I feel like
it's been
here
a while
every
for sure
year. Yeah,
thank you, Raul,
you're very
for having
welcome
us back.
Yeah,
and you know, listen, with all apologies to any other general managers and managers across our listening area, he still is the best dressed general manager in Western New York.
Yes, I would agree.
And the other thing is, maintaining your job at a country club for that long, you've got to be excellent at your job, because these jobs turn over pretty quick, it seems. And Raul's been here a fixture, a big part of the club, and a big part of the culture that's made it successful for the last few years. Several years, yes.
Yeah. Well, Raul, it's a testament to you, so I know I've got to make you
share
feel
your
good
secret, Raul.
Yes.
Well,
all this what
it's listening.
What does it take to be successful for this long at this course?
Be shocker. May 5th will be 29 years for me.
Awesome.
Here at the club, and a lot of it is listening to your members, which we all know, and then try to get accomplished what you can do and continue to grow. If you keep a mindset, which we've all and I instill in my staff, if you got to make the place better. And it's not making it better. When I leave, I want a better place. It's making it better every year. And we've been successful at doing it. I mean, you've been here. You've seen the changes that we've made and the things of continually growing and getting through some difficult times. But we've made it. And I've got a superb staff. Surround yourself with good people. You're going to have a good club.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. And the members here, you couldn't find and that's a big part of me still being here is the membership and the support, how they'll support. When they know you're doing the right stuff and you want to get stuff and you listen to what they want to have, get it done, they support you. And I've been blessed with support from fantastic boards and just great membership.
How many years have you been here?
I've been here, May will be 29 years.
29 years. Wow. Good work.
Yeah, well, you know, it also shows that the membership has recognized that they have a steadfast leader and someone to, like you mentioned, they haven't all been banner years, right? Right. I mean, in the golf industry, it wasn't that long ago where golf was struggling as a whole, industry-wide here, and we've had this, we've had a couple of booms in golf, right? The Tiger Woods boom. And the COVID boom, really, right?
Correct.
Kicked it back. But there were some years in there that it wasn't easy.
It wasn't fun trying to manage this place with 155 golf members. It's not, because you still have the same expenses if you have 255 golf members. So it's been a lot of challenges for many, many, many clubs. And the support, when you have a supportive membership, because when things really got tough, they continued to want this place better. So those are the people. That's what made this happen. And we made it happen. We made it as a team to try to get this place up to what it's at. Our membership is at the highest it's ever been. I mean, and which many clubs are. And the club is just, as my generations have gone through here, I'm in third generations of families, believe it or not, but I hate to see that when my kid I saw getting carried in here is now carrying his own in here. But it's just great to see that coming back. They're coming back into the club and staying where their parents were and their grandparents were. That makes me feel good, though. It does,
Yeah, I think you mentioned it you had some members that had been here, left, and then come back. I mean, that shows obviously maybe there's some sort of comfort that is here that they feel.
You get that call, you know, and it comes up on you, and you're going, "Where's he been? You know, or where's she been?" And this year, I mentioned earlier, I think there's five that were here. One was 12 years ago. I'd love to come back if I could. My life's changed things, and that's what you like. You knew you did a good job 12 years ago because they want to come back.
Yeah, this I'd have to think that this is there's a couple of things in this community of Lockport that are points of pride for the community. This club's one of them. I think the Palace Theater's another, and probably Cornerstone Ice Arena. Like the three reasons I come to Lockport, all three of those, and you know, they're great reasons to come to this town here in Western New York.
There's as I think in the history, we won't go down that path, but this club was built in 1912. It's been here with all through all that roller coaster of how golf clubs could be. This was a nine-hole golf course, as all of you know. It was on this side of Cold Springs Road, and it wasn't a full. And then in the late 40s, they created another nine tees, so they had 18 tees hitting into nine greens.
Yeah.
And then in 91, you remember, I mean, we purchased all that land across the road and then created a another nine holes for the club and then continued to grow from that, which we've bought more land and made holes longer, number eight, and mm-hmm. we've done. So it's we've got some other things in the works right now that I think is going to be really great for Lockport.
Let's talk a little bit more about the golf course here. Let's bring in Dan Vanille, the PGA Pro. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming back here for joining us here on the show. Let's talk a little bit about the golf course. I know Raul just mentioned kind of the history behind it. Tell everybody for that maybe hasn't played the course or is familiar with it a little bit about what you like about it.
Oh, it's nothing like you're going to get in normal Western New York. It's open. It has its undulation on the greens. I mean, it's challenging. You're not going to have a flat lie, no matter where you go. There's no flat lie. Everything's in a valley. Everything's either balls below your feet, balls above your feet. You can never really play the course the same twice. You're always going to have a different look, especially with the way our superintendent maintains the course, the pin positions. There will be some questionable pins, but they are fair.
There's no such thing as an illegal pin, correct?
As long as it's on the green. It's got to be on something green.
Yes. I love when I get that one. That pin's illegal. No,
it's on the green.
Not illegal.
Is there actually a rule for that, Jeff?
There is not. No. No. There's recommendations.
Yes. Yeah,
but there's no rule.
The flag stick. My favorite one's like, it needs to be a flag stick away from the collar. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Nope. You'll see that all day long on tour events. They're not a flag stick away from the collar, right, Kev?
You'll see plenty of. That's only three paces from the edge of the green. Plus, there's a challenge. You want to put some new hole locations also out there. The superintendents do, and I'm sure as golf professional, you want to throw something new at the golfer.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite things to do before the club championship is kind of go through, play the course, go through and be like, all right, I think here would be a good pin position, and come to find out, like, oh, yeah, look, it's there during the club championship. Wonder club championship Sunday. Wonder who put that there. And it always makes for a bit of drama on 18 when it's in the back right location.
So. And you've been here a few years.
Yeah, year three.
Yeah, enjoying the membership. You're not from Western New York. I mean, you're from Rochester. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep. And getting to know the Lockport must be really fun.
Oh.
I know a bunch of members up here, and I always at the dojo we have a bunch of your members come in, and they're always raving about it. Tell us what's your favorite event? Like, you guys have a lot of events. You have events week after week, and there's a lot of activity around the club. What's the favorite event for the golf shop to run?
Favorite event for the golf shop to run? Honest answer, closing day.
You say that midsummer. Right now you're supposed to say opening day.
Yeah. And no, I like the invite. I like the men's open. Any tournament that I can run for the membership and their guests, I absolutely love. It's what I like to do. It's just, it's part of the profession. It's one of the cornerstones to the PGA golf profession. And that's I like to do them all.
Did I see on social media last year, might have been on Instagram or what have you, like, there were, like, you had, for your invitational, like, there were food carts and, like, there was, like, a cigar bar out there. Raul, what was out there?
Everything.
Okay, yeah.
We had a couple of food carts up near 15. We had a, for your pleasure, first thing in the morning, we had a bourbon fire truck come up and the parking lot was out in front.
That was
here.
It.
That drew your eye, Kevin.
Registration day. Let's have something before breakfast.
A little swing oil.
And
sure.
Then we had a cigar bar and, you know, it was a lot of fun.
It looked elite. That's all I'm going to say. Like, it looked like, you know, get somebody to invite me to it. That's what it looked like. It looked amazing.
Have any room on your schedule, Kev? It's a very, very tight schedule.
You've talked to my wife. You're right. I don't.
Dan, you mentioned maybe playing different lies out here and that nothing's going to be a flat lie. Why don't we get your and Jeff's thoughts on that here? We'll get our Western PGA tip of the weekend brought to you by the Western PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. You're out here and you're going to have that uneven lie. What are some pieces of advice you would give golfers on that? Because a lot of courses in Western New York are pretty flat, so maybe they come here and play. What's some advice you would give for an uneven lie in terms of how to approach it and the stance and all that sort of stuff?
It's just a ball, general rule of thumb, ball below your feet, it's going to go to the right, or it's going to go away from you. Ball above your feet, it's going to turn into you. That's the simple way to look at it, and then you can say, okay, well, you know, got the next on one here, I'm on the side of the hill, I got to make a baseball swing, you got to adjust, and then you just have to adjust your swing and worry about how much club you're taking, because you got to club down if it's really up there and club up if it's really below your feet. And it's those are just the really just most basic ways to look at it, and that's what most golfers are going to remember.
Jeff, you want to jump in on
that? Yeah, I'd like to get my, you know, your expectations got to be set a little lower too sometimes, especially here, because the nature of the lies here, it's hard to predict exactly how much the ball is always going to curve. That comes through playing and experience, and once you learn to play around a golf course like this, I think it makes you a better player, because you do have those variables in your back pocket every time you go out to play. But I like to keep my lower body really, really steady and focus on some real centeredness of contact. Several practice swings when you have an awkward lie often help, you know, get yourself into position. You'll see good players get in there and take a bunch of practice swings or walk a few feet away and try to mimic that lie as close as possible and make as many practice swings as possible, trying to get good clean contact, and then just trust it. You got to get up there, make a shot, and commit to what you're doing. And like you said, the ball's going to want to curve left when the ball above your feet if you're a right-handed golfer, in the opposite way, but sometimes it doesn't always happen, the ball squirt. So pick a conservative target and just make the best swing you can. But it's fun. I mean, I enjoy that part of the game. It's flat lies are easy. Yeah, I like having these challenging shots and these difficult pitches from an awkward lie. I think that brings a nice skill to the game.
I enjoy playing here. Like, even just looking at the first green, we're talking about whole locations. Like, all right, I've got to keep the ball on the right tier of that green. I think that's one of the fun parts of playing this golf course. I even think about number 16 also. Like, boy, I got to make sure I'm on the right tier of that green. So it's not just the same shot every time. You got to deadhand it. You try to play it past the pin if you're putting some spin on it. I think that's part of the fun of playing this golf course too, Bri, is the different hole locations. But I have a food and beverage question for Raul. Here. So, we're here in kind of the grill room. Is this a reservation needed for this room? And I'm sure it's going to be busy tonight with it being a Saturday, Easter weekend. What's the most popular thing on the menu here?
A lot of people's habits change when they eat. There used to be a lot that everybody was eating healthy, but now that's kind of making another little turn again. So we sell, everything. I have a great chef, so everything on the menu is people like, bolognese, and we've got from every, fish, steaks, pork chops. It's amazing. We'll have pork chops on the menu. He won't sell any. He'll put them on a special, we'll run out.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that. He has a large list of specials that we do here, than more than normal. So a lot of people, that attracts, because you've got an audience of, we've got 400 and some total members of the club. So you've got that audience that you need to. It's not like 30,000 people coming through that you keep the same menu for.
Right.
So we do weekly specials. We change the menus here seasonally. So keep it more exciting for the members, because you want to fill your dining rooms tomorrow.
What's your favorite thing?
I don't know what I could tell you. I'm kind of, I'll go in the kitchen and tell the chef, fix me something to eat. I don't do any lamb, and I don't do any liver. I don't do the L's, and then I just say, fix me something to eat, and then I like pasta with shrimp in it. I'm a pretty good pasta guy, or pasta with scallops, or, it's...
Hard to go wrong with pasta with some seafood in there.
Yeah. There's our friend.
Is that Bill?
That's Bill.
Bill Height.
Former Sabre Bill Height.
He's always here. Every time we do the show, he's always out here teeing off before.
God bless him.
Yes.
He plays fast, too, doesn't he? He'll buzz around.
I remember he's very, we were very here fast. Setting up for the show 1 year, and then I feel like we were packing up, and he was like, oh, he's coming around like 15 already. Yeah, he flies around.
Don't get in his way, it looks like. Yeah, we're going to, he's on a mission to play fast.
Yes.
But it is a nice morning to play, and you'll have a bunch of golfers today, Dan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. T-sheets filled. We're looking to, you know, golf carts are allowed everywhere this weekend. So
wow,
that's
already?
Yeah, already. Yeah, yeah, the course drained well. No more cart path only. We are ready to rock and roll. So
awesome. Raul, I know that for those that might be listening regularly to WGR, they may have heard the Lockport Town and Country Club ad running that has a promotion going on for this year for new members that might be interested. Why don't you tell everybody a little?
Hang on, just real quick. Oh. Bill Height, two quick practice swing stripes it down the middle. Okay, there we go. All right. Yeah, sorry, Brian.
No, it's all right.
It's an important question, but I was just like.
His drive went much better than the Sabres season did. So,
yeah, which was definitely not down the middle.
No. Another out-of-bounds season for the Sabres. Yeah. All right. Any more golf puns we can put on there?
Later.
Yes, Ralph. Go ahead. Back. He's just a machine.
It's awesome.
It
is. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
If you notice one thing, we don't want to get off track. You see what he's pushing?
Yes, that's the first time I've seen him with a cart.
They had a little trouble putting it together out here and figuring out how to use it. But he used to carry the clubs on his shoulders and the back. He liked that back one. So he said, well, I'm going to try this and see if I like it. So as you can see, he must like it.
Hey. God bless him.
Good job going out there playing and walking and continuing to play all the time. All right, Ralph, back to membership, maybe for this year. If people are thinking about getting in, I know you have a nice offer here that can really, really be a good perk.
We've been doing a promotion for 45 since from the middle of March until the end of April, every year now, I think for the last five, maybe 6 years. We offer a great way for people to get into a private club like this. Enjoy themselves, meet some great people. It's not hard. You pay your dues up front for 2026, and the dues for 2025 are waived. So you there's an entrance fee, and you have monthly assessments, which are about $130-some a month. It's been a successful promotion for us. It's kind of hard to change something that's been successful.
Right.
You always say, well, what can we do to make it different? And I don't know what you're going to do to make it different. When it's, I think last year it generated close to 50 members. Our retention rate here for those people that have signed on to that, I think we figured it out was about 87%. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah.
And some of them that leave or have to go on, it's lifestyle changes. People move, job changes, things like that. You know, so it's been a success. I have 45 days of continually sending out information, which I give to the radio stations and getting this out and helping us get the word out about it. Lockport's gone around. It's a lot of clubs, a lot of people from other clubs have called this year wanting reciprocals with us, wanting to be part, you know, have other members have heard about it, want to get here, but live too far away. It's all stuff for us to be proud of. It's really great. You know, Dan's done a good job with a lot of the youth programs that we have here. Membership, our average age, you know, when I came here, as all of you know, and clubs you were in, I mean, our average age was around 70 years old at one time. I mean, I think now it's about 58. I mean, that's a tremendous drop in age, you know, so it's really good. A lot of children playing golf. And this all started, as we all know, it started when COVID came and people couldn't travel. They couldn't go on vacation. They couldn't go see family that were away. So this got families together, and it stayed that way. And that's what's made me very proud to see the father and three kids or the whole family, father, mother, and kids going out and playing golf. It's kept. They've stayed here, and they're doing it. And a lot of young, very young golfers here that are really, and Dan will tell you, they're good golfers. They've been here And a saying from Bill Height as we brought him up was that this golf course, as you said, makes you a better golfer. You know, Bill said that. The more you play here, you become a better golfer. When you go other places, you play other clubs much better.
Brian, it's not broke, don't fix it, you know? stay the course. And that's what Ral's done so many years here. And that program works. And what a great testament to the club that many have signed up and stayed, that retention here.
How can they contact you, Ral? What's the best route if they want a little bit more information on this deal?
They can call the club and go right to my extension, 103-433-5969. And then my email is ROWLAND@lockportcc.com.
Okay, pretty easy.
Ryan, I do have an umbrella. CC. I have an umbrella.
Yes.
And rain gear, because he's invited us to play afterwards, so I'm ready.
I knew you were ready.
Okay.
I have the clubs as well.
Awesome.
I'm ready to go with you, Kev.
Sweet.
Maybe
Bill will be done by the time we tee off.
he might be. When you hit it down the fairway every time, there's not a lot of time you have to spend looking for your golf ball.
He's on in regulation on one. So
of course, yes. Of course he is.
Standard procedure.
We had Bill on probably, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. I feel like we had him on.
Yeah.
We made him late for his tea time, but he came on a few years ago.
Well, you notice there are other people waiting, but they knew Bill's going first because they didn't want to hold him up.
I love it.
And he did it today. He had them wait for him.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Cut right in front of him.
Yeah, they're like, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Love it.
Yeah. Now, the course, Ral, as always, looks in phenomenal shape. I know your superintendent and his staff always do a wonderful job. It looks very eye-appealing. Hopefully, I think the weather has turned now, too, so it should be a great spring.
You know, I've seen them out, and they're out today taking care of bunkers and cutting greens, and they're out here today. And all of you know Jason, and Jason's been with us since 2005.
Jason Canudula, right?
Yeah. Jason Canudula. Jason's been here, and that was the turning point of making this course what it is now. And I will say that Jason, very talented superintendent. A good background, good pedigree. He was at Oak Hill, as you know, and he came here to be with family. And this is not the same course it was in 2005, and we owe it all to a lot of the hard work he's done with his crews to bring this course to what it is now.
I used to do wrestling. You'd be wrestling with his dad, who was awesome. His dad's a wrestling legend.
Yes.
In Western New York, a wrestling coach. So a great family. So, and again, he's been here 20 years then.
Yes.
Which is phenomenal. Another reason why success, the consistency and the job he does in this golf course.
Yep.
Good job keeping him 20 years.
I know it. I know it. When he came here, their son was small. Of course, now they're all out of college. Two of them work here. One of them's trying to get into baseball, which I think is phenomenal. Good pitcher. Their daughter's just getting ready to go to college. Where's the time go? Kim, his wife, as you've met Kim along the way, she's involved with DeSales over here. She's been there about 10, 12 years now. So they're entwined. His family's here. Her family's here. So, you know, that's one way of keeping staff. You know, their families are all around them. And that was great for them to move back to this area and be close to family.
Well, Ral, we appreciate your support of the show as always. And again, Rollin@lockportcc.com.
Correct.
If you want to reach out and get some more information or, you can just stop by and introduce yourself. Say, hey, I want to learn a little bit more about this place, a beautiful spot to be. We're excited to be here. Dan, thank you so much. Yep. Continue good work and have a great season here upcoming.
Yeah, we'll make sure you guys get out there more than once this year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. All right, we'll take a time out here on Tee to Green. When we come back, a couple of more thoughts here on what happened at Augusta National last week at the Masters. Jeff, Kevin, and I will break it down. And obviously, Kevin's got a little something to say about Bryson, about what he said after the round.
Yes, I do.
All right, that's more coming up here. Lockport Town and Country Club, we're live streaming on X. Make sure you check us out at T2G Buffalo. Back in a moment from Lockport Town and Country Club right after this on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Golf season at Lockport Country Club is about to begin, and it's sure to be a great one with two golf seasons for the price of one. That's right, get your 2025 golf season dues waived when you prepay your 2026 dues at Lockport Town and Country Club, featuring new golf simulators and two golf seasons for the price of one. There's never been a better time to join. Call Roland O'Malley at 433-5969 or visit lockportcountryclub.com. Only a limited number of memberships will be accepted. Lockport Town and Country Club. One round will make you a fan for life.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We have created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, discounted bay hours, and two locations with one membership. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, and your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
For 100 years, Lancaster Country Club has been about great golf, good times, and a welcoming community. Our championship course is among the best in Western New York, meticulously maintained, challenging for all skill levels, and ready for your next round. But golf is just the beginning. Whether it's a wedding, anniversary, or corporate event, our newly renovated clubhouse and banquet spaces set the stage for unforgettable moments. Membership opportunities are available. Be part of history at Lancaster Country Club. Visit lccny.com to learn more and schedule a tour today.
Hey, young golfers and parents in Western New York, are you ready to compete, improve your game, and have a blast on the course? The Western New York PGA Junior Tour is your gateway to elite junior golf in the region. Why join the Western New York PGA Junior Tour? Compete in professionally run tournaments at top courses, improve your skills with PGA professional guidance, connect with other junior golfers in a fun, competitive environment, develop values like integrity, perseverance, and sportsmanship. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your game to the next level, our tour offers divisions for all skill levels and ages. This is your chance to shine. Spots are filling fast. Don't miss out. Register today at WNYPGA.com and get ready to tee it up with the best juniors in Western New York. The road to greatness starts here. Sign up now.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Last but certainly not least, over to my left, my family, my team. They've been on this journey with me the whole way through. They know the burden that I've carried to come here every year and try and try and try again. And the one thing I would say to my daughter Poppy that's sitting over there, never give up on your dreams. Keep coming back, keep working hard, and if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. I love you.
That's Rory McIlroy. Some of his comments after he took home the green jacket, the career Grand Slam, winning a playoff over Justin Rose in a round for the ages. Back and forth, up and down, a Masters for the ages. I mean, it wasn't even just Sunday that was great. It was a four-day, full-on entertainment. And if you loved golf and you love the Masters, well, I mean, you got your money's worth for sure. It was outstanding. Welcome back here, Tee to Green at Lockport Town and Country Club. I want to thank Rollin O'Malley, the general manager, Dan Vanille, the PGA Pro, for joining us last segment. Again, if you want some information on that offer for membership, you can contact Rollin@LockportCC.com. All right, we heard there from McIlroy some really nice, inspiring words there for his young daughter who was, I think, trying to take in what the moment was. But the moment, Kevin, after he makes the putt on 18, I mean, you obviously have been at many, many tour events. You see how each guy handles, maybe it's his first win or a big win or a major win. For McIlroy, what this meant to him, obviously the emotions clearly, like that was not any sort of staged, I'm going to pump my fist, wave to the crowd thing. Like that was the weight of the golf world being lifted off his shoulders.
That was an oh my gosh, I did it moment. Like, and, you know, I'm sure most people out there listening, there are things that have happened in your life like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this has happened, right? I wanted this to happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Right. The universe usually will give you things you envision happening. You just don't know when. Right. And that's something that I'm sure Rory McIlroy talked a lot about with Bob Rotella, who's, you know, the renowned mental coach, and was working with him again, you know, about envisioning this and all those things happening. The guy played a round of golf with the weight of the sporting world on his shoulders, and he even admitted that after. I thought that was great when he said, I was really nervous. I've never been really nervous on the first tee, and he makes double bogey. Like, you could tell the putt, right, for, like, that he hammered by the hole. You're like, wow.
And he said that may have sparked him, got him out of his own head, and said, hey, now I got to play some golf.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
everything's over. Now I just got to go out and win this event.
He had a lot of things work in his favor, right? You know, the two double bogeys in round happened in round one, right? The disaster round, which was even par, happens in round one. So it was early enough to recover. Same thing in the final round. The double bogey, early enough to recover. Also in his favor, listen, Scottie Scheffler, I still don't think is, you know, 100% and, you know, still finished top five, right? Was right there. Patrick Reed misses a three-footer for birdie on 13. Hey, look what happened. Patrick Reed makes that. He's in the playoff, right? At 11 under. So all these things happen for Rory McIlroy, and they happen for a reason. He's been playing the best golf in the world right now, and so the best golfer won the Masters. The interesting thing is the conservative swings, and he did play conservative. Like, we can look at 13. It just seemed to me, Jeff, the conservative swings didn't result well. The aggressive swings resulted in birdies for Rory McIlroy, where he had to be aggressive. And I think about, let's look at 13, where, all right, he laid up and, you know, try to finesse a wedge in there. You could say he shanked it. You could say, you know, he pushed it right. It was a bad shot. It results in, you know, what happened on 13. But then in 15, an aggressive swing with a 7-iron, 205, and he's got an eagle putt, a short eagle putt. Aggressive swing on 17 with a 9-iron, and he sticks it.
Well, right. And those are positions where you can and have to be aggressive. He had to be aggressive on 15. There wasn't an option there.
Right.
And he was trying to, and then he missed the putt. So all that kept going. And on
you 7. You know, he missed the putt? Downhill right to left.
All the putts are hard there.
Do you know what putt on 18 he missed? Downhill right to left.
Yeah. And usually the right to lefters are easier, right? But in theory.
In theory.
Then even it's a freewheeling swing on 17. There's nothing. You're just trying to get your yardage right and just rip it up there, right? So the one on 15 was great. You know, that was just unbelievable.
Second day in a row.
Yeah, one of the best shots. Well, it might have been, I couldn't tell which one was the better one. The one before with the 6-iron on Saturday, or that one from behind the tree with the massive hook with the 7-iron.
I think the 7-iron was better.
I do too, especially under the conditions and the time and everything that was happening. But I think you talked about Bob Rotella, and we talked about the mental anguish he must have been going through that round. I think his caddy, what I heard after the round, when they're in the first hole of the playoff, his caddy told him, what would you have given on Monday morning to be in this position right now, right?
Yes.
So put it all in perspective. You still got a chance to win this. And he went out and made two amazing swings after handing the tournament away almost and basically and ends up knocking it in. I was nervous for him on that last putt, by the way. I had a lot of thoughts something bad could happen.
Well, if Rose had made it,
yes.
I don't think Rory makes it.
That was my
right.
Yeah, make miss scenario. Yes.
Well, the hole in regulation on 18 when he obviously hit the poor wedge into the bunker, but he recovered. He got himself to what is it inside 5 feet or like so?
Just inside 5 feet.
Yeah, I mean that putt there, the fact that he missed that. I mean that could have been to some, if that's a way to lose a tournament, I mean, that could have been career, like, soul-sucking away right there.
Well, yeah,
but he's able to recover and come back, and he played 18 as perfectly as you would want. He hits the perfect drive and then answers the Rose, very good approach, to even a great approach, to get it to the point where I think he's lucky that the putt was essentially almost a tap-in, because if it was anything longer, he might have...
I thought it was just in the I could really mess this up range, because it was just long enough where you're expected to make it, but any kind of flinch or any kind of not committed stroke, and it's...
It was close.
It's not going in.
Yeah. Well, you look back, you know, last year at Pinehurst, Rory needed a par in 18. Didn't get it. Needed a par in 18. Didn't get it. Just shows you how much pressure there is.
Right.
Like, I'm not... Like I say, oh yeah, he's failed. Like, well, hang on a second here. The pressure, right? I mean, we had the last year was, hey, when are you ever going to win a major again? Pressure, 10 years. This year was the Grand Slam in 11 years since you've won a major.
And
so
more people have walked on the moon than won the Grand Slam. So in golf, so that's putting things in perspective. So you got that hanging over your shoulder. He still hit two awful shots on 13 and 18.
Well, it goes to show you too that the best in the world also hit bad shots.
True. Yeah.
Right.
And he felt the pressure. The best in the world feel the pressure. All of them do.
The best in the world all chiming in too. You had all the big time major athletes across all platforms. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, LeBron James, Steph Curry, they're all...
Brian Koziel. Yes,
they're all sending him congratulations. I thought super funny this week, Rory McIlroy changed his Twitter and his Instagram.
He didn't change it, his team did.
Well, his team did. It now...
He's got people for that.
You know, you have your little description of, like, you know, mine says, like, Sabres host, Tee to Green host, whatever. So Rory's now says Grand Slam winner. So... Smiley Kaufman replied and says, I'm changing mine to, quote, Grand Slam participant.
I changed mine to breakfast. Grand Slam breakfast.
Are there any Denny's open anymore?
I don't know. That's a good question.
How about Bryson? So, Patrick Harrington, you talked about Rory playing conservatively. Patrick Harrington ripped into Bryson and saying, look, he goes, if I'm dissecting Bryson's game, he said he went anti-Bryson. He said, look, he goes, he got to the fourth hole with the lead, or the third hole with the lead, and he's hitting iron off the tee.
Yes, that was a mistake.
He said, look, he goes, you are known for stepping on the gas. And he goes, I'm not saying that you should have played stupid, but he said, how about is it the fifth hole that's drivable almost? Is it three?
Yeah. Yes.
Rory drives it up there very, very close and gets up and down for birdie.
Bryson was first. Bryson had the honor.
And Bryson hit iron.
Yep.
And ends up making a bogey. And that two-shot swing of him winning is now back to McIlroy winning. And he thought he played a little bit too conservative there in that middle portion of the round where he maybe could have helped push away. What do you think about
that? See, I disagree. I think you go in with a plan as a player in a major championship, and his plan, it also depends on the pin position that day. What are you going to do? Am I going to lay back because the pin's up front, or so I can get whatever? But if he had a plan and he starts deviating from the plan because of things that happened on the previous couple holes, that's not what you want to end up doing. And he did say at the beginning of the week that he was not trying to overpower the golf course all week, and he played that way throughout the week, I thought. But he just didn't hit good shots in that situation.
I think Bryson had two strategies going to that final round. And one was he was playing match play and not stroke play.
I agree.
Because he tried to turn the opening tee into a wrestling introduction, right?
Yeah.
Where he's walking in, slapping five and all this stuff. Like, like you're not in a wrestling match, Bryson.
Yeah.
All right? Number one.
He
and
wants
it's all phony.
Instagram.
It's all – it's got to be – I'm sorry. And this is why I think it's phony, because what did he do after the round? You know, Rory wouldn't talk to me. What?
And he refused to say he didn't play well.
Like
he said, "Oh, I played. I was so close. I just a couple things didn't go my way. You shot over par, dude. You got to."
Yes. The other thing he tried.
By the way, he tried to slow play.
He tried to slow play McIlroy. Like
who likes
Bryce
to play
is not fast.
Fast,
but he tried to slow play him. There's no doubt in my mind. He tried to slow play him.
For anyone who's sitting there saying like, "Oh, you know, Rory didn't want to talk to him or whatever." Like, how many years did the golf world compliment Tiger about his tunnel vision, his blinders, how, you know, even Tony Finau mentioned in 2019 how he said, look, even then they were playing together. He goes, Tiger didn't say a word to me till the whole seventh hole. He goes, I asked him how his kids were doing. He said, fine. He goes, I kind of took that as okay. You know, he's contrary. Tiger got complimented for that so often. So the fact that Rory was not wanting to have conversations with Bryson, like, I don't think that matters in any way.
Listen, Bryson DeChambeau, my personal history with the guy, he's not the friendliest guy, okay? And we can say he's changed. I think he's changed because he wants to put himself in the spotlight, and he's done that on YouTube, and he's doing it. If the fans like it, the fans like it. But I think he just showed that the true colors there, whining about him not talking. He said he greeted you on the first tee. You could hear it audible, said, let's have a day. And then at the end, you know, despite missing the putt and going to play, shook your hand. That's what's supposed to happen. The rest of it, you're competing to win. And I see it all the time in regular tour events, not just majors, where guys don't talk to each other. They're out there competing, trying to make a living and make a legacy. And for Bryson to think, like, oh, he didn't talk to me. Dude, like, he also wants to beat you because you beat him for the U.S. Open, right? So that's the competitive part there. And Rory even said even before, I'm going to be in my own world. I just got to stay in my own world. That doesn't...
It's not a mixer. It's the Masters.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
And he's also been voted when he was on tour the least popular person to be paired with ever. So I know he's doing this with his Instagram and everything now and trying to change his image, and that's fine. But I don't begrudge Rory for one second, just other than the courtesy handshake on the first tee. Yeah,
yes.
I'm trying to win this damn thing.
It looked childish. The answers looked... I know he was asked. He was asked where he talked about, and I even hate that we're still talking about it because it's really a nothing burger.
Yeah.
It really is. For anybody who's played competitive golf, who wasn't picked last for kickball in gym class, it's a nothing burger.
All right.
Got it.
If you were picked last in gym class.
Don't talk to Kevin.
A lot of media members who were picked last in gym class, Brian. You know it.
That's right.
Rory's putting, by the way, historically, he overcame his putting woes there. So since strokes gained putting has been tracked the last 25 majors. That's since it's been tracked. McIlroy had the worst putting performance of anybody. In fact, he was the only major winner in the last 25 majors that had a negative strokes gained putting in terms of comparison to the field. Everybody else was on the plus side of the field. He actually was a minus 0.64. So,
and that shows how his ball striking
that shows
overcame
from the tee all the way to the
how
green.
How about approach?
Right.
What was he approach to green? He had to be
incredible
up near
I'm
the
sure.
top.
Yeah,
and his strokes gained tee to green. Obviously, he's number one.
In the
tournament.
Okay, he was fourth best in the tournament tee to green.
And I always when I watched him putt, I remember I was thinking the whole time, I wish he'd go back to like the answer, you know, to have a little flow in his putting stroke. Mm. He's got that face. He just looks quirky over the putter. He doesn't look confident to me. No, throughout the whole tournament. I mean, he made putts, but
he advocated Scotty go to the same putter. Scotty started winning like he won eight times.
This is my opinion. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scotty and
just
Jim
don't go to the
more.
Long putter.
No.
The long putter.
We got to take a break here. We're live at Lockport Town and Country Club. The sun is coming out.
Yes.
You can check out the amazing view we have of 18-1 on our live stream on Twitter. Check it out at T2G Buffalo. When we come back, we'll whip around the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, Champions Tour. And a local honor for one of our local golfers that we've spoken to. Looking forward to passing that news along here as well as we roll on from Lockport Town and Country Club. Again, Roland at LockportCC.com if you want information about their great membership offer here for 2025. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios. This is Tee to Green, live at Lockport Town and Country Club. Back with more in a moment on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo,
and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scroy Lawley is proud to support TD Green and the Western New York golf community. For over 50 years, we've been trusted to help families achieve financial independence. Visit ScroyLawley.com or call 716-674-6700 to learn more. Securities offered through Cattery Grant & Company, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Scroy Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Scroy Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, Scroy Lawley Group, LLC, and Cattery Grant & Company, Inc. are separate entities.
Looking for a unique spot for your next meal? The Pendleton Creek Pub in North Tonawanda is an inviting, relaxed bar and pub. It's the perfect spot for you, your friends, and your family. The Pendleton Creek Pub is open to the public. It has the best pub cuisine, plus weekly dinner specials, live music, and weekend breakfast that'll have you craving more. Have a celebration you're ready to plan? The Pendleton Creek Pub, patio, and cabin offer one-of-a-kind settings that make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. Don't wait, as they have just a few prime summer weeks left. Current golf membership is full for 2025, but if you're interested in joining them in the future, give them a call to be placed on their waiting list. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Pub. Come in and check it out in person at 4385 Tonawanda Creek Road or visit them online at pendletoncreek.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 66th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and it will once again be a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held on July 16th through the 19th. Spectators are welcome, and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Greetings, Western New York golfers, and welcome to another exciting new season just around the corner with our friends Brian, Kevin, and Jeff from Tee to Green. Our PGA professionals and great staff here at Glen Oak Golf Club are excited to help you achieve your latest goals, whether they are testing new club technology, tuning yourself up with expert coaching, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family, please come and enjoy our 3 4-site GC Hawk simulators or our Robert Trent Jones Sr. signature design layout, Western New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now, and let's make some birdies and memories together.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
Back at Lockport Town and Country Club here on Tee to Green, and it is time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard. The RBC Heritage Round 2 in the books yesterday, and a very nice start for Justin Thomas. He shot a 61 in Round 1, followed it up with a 69 yesterday. He has a 2-shot lead over Russell Henley and Siwoo Kim. Thomas is at minus 12. Kim and Henley are 2 back at minus 10. Scottie Scheffler, who of course is again defending a title here this week, he's tied for 6th, but right there at minus 8, just 4 off the lead.
LPGA Tour Report, which is brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, a JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Blast Pro. They're in Los Angeles, California. And after 2 rounds of play, Ingrid Lingblad is tied for lead with Ashley Buhai. Minji Lee is 1 back.
Fun name 12, to say.
1,200. That's Minwoo's sister.
I knew that, yes. And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, your hometown premium golf apparel company. Find us in your local pro shop or online at donaldross.com. Now, we haven't had a Champions Tour event for a little bit, so the next one is the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. It's April 25th through the 27th at TPC Sugarloaf.
All right. Good stuff there. By the way, just a little programming note. Sunday at 2 o'clock on CBS, before they go to the RBC Heritage coverage, it's one of those behind the scenes. It's Tiger. The title of the show is Tiger 2000. It's the year that we have said maybe it's the best year of golf ever, Tiger in the year 2000. So that is going to air from 2 to 3. So if you want to watch that before you watch the RBC Heritage on Sunday, CBS on Sunday should be good.
The egg hunt should be over, right? You're probably sick of your family by 2 p.m. on Easter.
Filled up with ham. Yes.
Yes. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to a guy that's joined our show a few times. An outstanding player in the area, Ryan Edholm, of course, our men's club champion at Pendleton Creek. He was named to the All-MAC team this week.
Canisius golfer, right?
At Canisius.
Canisius University.
Yeah, so he made All-MAC.
Yeah,
nice.
So good for him.
He's going to try to play. He's going to give it a chance when he graduates from college. He's going to go down and see what he can do.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I would agree.
He's got the physical traits, that's for sure.
Kevin, this week, RBC Heritage at Harbortown. This is a course that's a little tighter than the average PGA Tour event and smaller greens. It's kind of an accuracy course, right?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's one of those that stood the, well, can we say, Justin Thomas just set a course record. So maybe it hasn't stood the test of time. But no, it's certainly one of those where, you know, they expect wins to, you know, affect things. You've got to be precise off the tee for sure. The smaller greens, as you mentioned, it is a signature event. So that's why, you know, all the big names are there. So they've got, you know, the Masters and then this one, certainly. And it's got a great tradition there. It starts the week, you know, the defending champion hits a tee ball into the sound, you know, and they shoot a cannon off. You know, the tartan jacket. It's
cool old school stuff.
I haven't worked the event in person, but I've been there for the event a few times, and it's just it's a fun time down there in Hilton Head.
Justin Thomas is putting some low numbers on the board this year, it seems like, too. Yeah,
he has.
Peaks and valleys, but but he's been shooting the low scores, which is always a good sign.
Does he still have Griner on the bag this week?
That I don't know.
Because I'll be honest, I didn't watch much of the coverage at all, so I've been playing. I've actually played some golf here, which has been good. It's been good to get out and play some golf.
It looks like it's raining south of here, but up here it's pretty clear.
Yeah, let's keep it that way. Yes, the line of demarcation. Some of my buddies are supposed to play this morning. They were texting me, and they asked me if I was hangry because of my little rant there. I didn't think that was really a rant. It was just
Bryson?
Yeah, it was just an opinion. Was I ranting?
It was. I'll call it a strong opinion.
It was a strong opinion. It wasn't a bulldog type rant.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Vociferous.
Well, I guess I just hated that this is just a story. It's not a story.
All right. We're going to finish with this. So the Stanley Cup playoffs start tonight.
What are those?
Yes, I know.
Sorry.
The intensity picks up. You know,
yes,
a lot of hitting, maybe some fights. Well,
Battle of Ontario, right?
There was a viral video this week of, speaking of Canada, at a golf course in British Columbia.
I saw this.
You saw this, yes. A full fight.
Full Donnybrook. It was a Donnybrook.
A full Donnybrook there with other members of a foursome and a foursome. It you know, not like maybe we'll see a bench-clearing brawl in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but Monday, a Monday night golf league in British Columbia, a little outside of Vancouver, got into a little skirmish, let's just say.
It was about slow play,
and it was over slow play. Police had to come to the course. One person ended up with a broken jaw. As essentially what happened was, this is at Two Eagles Golf Course in Kelowna, British Columbia. One group hit into another group who they said was playing too slow. Sparked a confrontation. Another group was yelling. Some F-bombs in there that I'm not going to be able to say on the radio here. Somebody says, it's Monday, bleeping golf. Why are you in such a rush? Where do you got to be? Blah, 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 blah. Apparently, eventually it calmed down. It happened again. They hit into him again because of the slow play. It escalated to the point where it turned into a, we'll call it a brouhaha on the golf course. So let's finish here. Your advice, Kevin and Jeff here. The group in front of you is playing slow, and maybe there's some frustration. What is the appropriate thing to do at this point, Jeff, as the PGA Pro professional that you are?
Comport yourself like a gentleman first and foremost, and don't hit into the group in front of you because you could actually kill somebody. They get smoked in the face with a golf ball. And I've actually I had to get between a fight at a country club between Tom Barrasso and a member once. So people do get heated out there. And
would you say that might be the most thing that people get annoyed about the most on the golf course is the waiting for the group in front, right? Kev, what's the appropriate thing?
Well, ask me what the appropriate thing is, because
you're going to go off on Bryson here again.
I'll tell a story on X. I won't tell it on the air. Yeah. But no, crack and Mick Ultra.
Drive
just
around
chill
him.
Out.
Drive around him.
Yeah,
go to the
skip
next
a
hole.
Hole.
Hey, we're going to play through. We'll play. Yeah, something. Yeah. Just, or hey, you guys get a chance.
You have to be considerate of the rest of the golfers. Like if someone says, hey, can you guys pick up the pace a little bit? Let's call the pro shop. The pro shop will come out. Or they can tell, too, and a lot of the carts have GPS if they're really out of pace. But if they're not out of pace, like, if it says you're on pace,
You know, that's true, because a lot of times people perceive the group being slow. Maybe there's a couple holes open in front of them, but they're on a four-hour pace.
If they're on a four-hour pace, then you've got no argument, really.
Yeah, so you never know. I've dealt with a million of these situations. I've seen some heated situations, but it's not going to end well. Just relax.
But don't hit into them.
You really hurt somebody. And B, all you're going to do is instigate trouble then.
And turn into what happened at that place.
If two people are hanging, this is real quick. If two people are hanging back in the group ahead of you that's playing slow, and they're back by the tee, but the other guys are way up the fairway because the guy stopped to get a sandwich at a halfway house, and the two guys up they got the sandwich said it's okay to play through, but the two guys down there don't know. Make sure they know.
Give them a heads up.
Yeah.
We call it courtesy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That. So I had to maybe buy a round last year because.
Oh, okay. That's how we get to the root of it.
Jeff, I always fade the ball. Somehow the ball didn't fade that time.
All right. Good time to close things out here. Want to thank everybody here.
Never hit that shot.
At Lockport Town and Country Club for their warm hospitality as always. General Manager Rollin O'Malley and PGA Pro Dan Vanille. If you want to contact Roll here, it's Rollin@lockportcc.com. Again, for that membership offer, if you join today and pay your 2026 dues, 2025 is absolutely free. So,
by the way, that
there.
Donald Ross jacket looks I haven't pulled that out of the package yet. I did reveal it on Instagram last week, but that thing is a rocket. That's awesome.
Oh, Brian's always pimped out. We're going to
be
finest gear.
We're going to be looking good here.
I'm wearing that to church tomorrow for Easter Mass. That's
first tee is open, Kev. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Yes.
We're ready to go.
Bill Height, two quick swings, and I'm on the fairway. Bang.
Sounds great. Thanks to everybody listening on WGR. Thanks to all of you that watched on X on our live stream at TDG Buffalo. And we'll talk to you next week, every Saturday, 7 to 8, right here with Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, Brian Colziel. Thanks to Evan back in our studios. And enjoy your day. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs,
Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Looking for the perfect place to call your golf home this season? Tri-County Country Club is ready to become your golf home in 2025. Located just into Chautauqua County, Tri-County Country Club is just a 40-minute drive from Buffalo and has membership options and affordable rates that will fit your needs. No initiation, no wait list, pristine golf conditions on a course known for its rolling fairways, undulating greens, and beautiful natural scenery. Check out their membership information at tricountycountryclub.com. Also, there's more reason than ever to join today, as a brand new clubhouse is almost complete and will be a great place for your post-round meal and fun. So head to tricountycountryclub.com or contact GM and PGA Pro Dan Redding and see why Tri-County Country Club is ready for you to be a new member today.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids' box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not all video is created equal. Sure, your phone can shoot video, but does it capture your brand's story with the quality and impact it deserves? For 20 years, David Collins Productions has helped hundreds of Western New York companies stand out with high-caliber video content that drives results. From manufacturing to medical, retail to real estate, we know what works. It's time to take your video marketing up a notch. Let's make something powerful together. David Collins Productions. Video that means business. Visit us at davidcollinsproductions.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.